Seattleite Merlin Rainwater advocates for alternative forms of transportation like walking and biking. She leads neighborhood slow rides to get older women more comfortable biking in the city. Recently, she added a new kind of ride, a tour of the so-called Red Line that segregated Seattle for decades. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
Merlin Rainwater has lived in the Central District for 3 decades. So when she started her bike tours, she showed people around her neighborhood, public art, little-known parks. Then one day, she saw a display at her neighborhood library, Douglas Truth. It had pictures and documents from the struggle for open housing in Seattle in the 1950s and 60s.
And as I looked at it, I thought, you know, this is information that really ought to be in Laurelhurst, because Black people in the Central District, they know this history. It's the white folks in the segregated white parts of the city that need to know that there was a struggle for open housing in Seattle.
Even after the city passed an open housing ordinance in 1968, the city was still segregated for another decade by redlining. That's where banks discriminated against people who wanted to borrow for properties in certain neighborhoods, like the Central District. Rainwater wanted to bring this kind of history to the mostly white people who go on her bike tours.
I came across an article about the historic maps of redlining, the maps that were created by the Federal Housing Authority. I looked at the map of Seattle online and I thought, oh, you know, a map and a line, oh, that could be a bike ride.
So this whole block right across the street here had racially restrictive covenants on it.
Rainwater was surprised by how many people wanted to learn what she wanted to teach. The first time she offered her bike the Red Line tour, so many people showed up that they had to split into 2 groups.
I've done it several times, and the main reaction has been, you need to do more of this.
So this is the Red Line map. This is the racial map of Seattle. And you'll notice that this area here that's red, which is the redlined area that we're going to be exploring, pretty much corresponds with this section of undesirable racial groups. Now,
Rainwater says the ride shows how the effects of redlining still linger in the Central District.
We see both the remnants of disinvestment and segregation side by side with the influx of wealth and gentrification. It's thought-provoking.
Rainwater hopes people come away from the tour with the understanding that racial segregation was no accident.
It was a result of a number of very deliberate policies on part of the white power structure. They wanted to keep the majority of the city white.
Rainwater says it's important that white people, like her, do their part to educate other white people.
It really is white people's history. White people were the actors that developed and implemented the policies that led to segregation. And it's really inappropriate to, let's say, segregate those aspects of history that Black people suffered under and label those Black history as if they weren't relevant to the rest of us.
In the Central District, I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.